Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed, and welcome back to Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Today, we are diving into a topic that might surprise some of you: managing your finances for mental health. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Money and mindfulness? Aren't those two worlds apart? But trust me on this one, the connection is deeper than you think. When our financial lives are in shambles, it can seriously mess with our mental well-being. Anxiety, stress, even depression can creep in when we're constantly worrying about bills, debt, or just making ends meet. So, let's get real about this and equip ourselves with some practical Stoic wisdom to navigate these tricky waters. Today's episode is all about reclaiming your financial peace of mind, because a healthy wallet equals a healthy mind, guys. 5 key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge the reality, don't run from it. First things first, we gotta be honest with ourselves about where we stand financially. Ever felt like you're burying your head in the sand hoping those bills just disappear? No judgment here, I've been there. But seriously, avoiding the truth only makes it worse. Create a budget, track your spending, and face those numbers head on. You'll be surprised how empowering it feels to take control. Embrace enough. Our society bombards us with messages about more money, more stuff, more experiences. But let me tell you something, happiness doesn't always come from accumulating more. The Stoics were all about finding contentment in what we already have. Practice gratitude for your current situation and focus on experiences rather than material possessions. You know that feeling when you're genuinely enjoying a moment with loved ones or exploring a new hobby? That's where the real joy lies. Plan for the future, but don't sweat the small stuff. It's smart to plan for your future, saving for retirement, an emergency fund, maybe even that dream vacation. But don't let worrying about every little detail steal your present joy. Focus on making consistent, manageable contributions towards your goals, and remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Give back, it feels good. Sharing your resources with others is an incredible way to boost your own well-being. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture, even small acts of kindness can make a huge difference. Volunteering your time, donating to a cause you believe in, or simply helping out a friend in need, these actions not only benefit others but also bring a sense of purpose and fulfillment to your own life. 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through this financial journey alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members, seek guidance from a financial advisor, or explore support groups. Sharing your challenges and finding solutions together can lighten the load and offer valuable perspectives. Real-world example. Let's say you're feeling overwhelmed by debt. You might be tempted to bury your head in the sand or avoid looking at those statements altogether. But imagine what would happen if you took a deep breath, faced those numbers head-on, and created a realistic repayment plan. You might even discover some areas where you can cut back on spending and free up more cash flow. Suddenly, that mountain of debt feels less daunting, right? You're taking control, making progress, and feeling empowered. That's the magic of applying Stoic principles to our financial lives. It gives us clarity, purpose, and the strength to overcome challenges. So, what are the big takeaways from today's episode? Financial well-being is intrinsically linked to mental health. Taking control of your finances through budgeting and mindful spending can dramatically reduce stress and anxiety. Cultivating gratitude for what you have and practicing contentment can shift your perspective towards abundance, not scarcity. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making consistent, intentional choices that support both your financial goals and your overall well-being. Now, here's your call to action. Head over to your budget app or a notepad if you're old school like me. Take 15 minutes to review your spending habits this month and identify at least one area where you can make a small adjustment towards financial freedom. And don't forget to share your experiences with us. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, keep training those minds, and remember, even the smallest steps in the right direction can lead to big wins in both your finances and your well-being. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.